This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and NCS51. Lots of things happening on both of our websites. You might want to go there and check them out. That's newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51, and, of course, a21r.com. A lot of stuff about the COVID-19 virus, right? A lot of things going on. And, you know, guess what? Shockingly, we might play again Amazing Polly's video, at least one of them, or part of it, where she's discussing this whole thing with the World Health Organization and the fools that are involved. Dr. Fauci. There's bobbleheads of Dr. Fauci out there. I guess they're selling get one now. I mean, those are keepers, aren't they? Don't you want to have a bobblehead that really kind of says it all about Dr. Fauci? Anyway, I'm being a little facetious there now, aren't I? Yeah, he's in a little bit of hot water because he's always been praising, you know, the Tedros, the Ethiopian communist who has no problems killing a lot of people, who's head of the World Health Organization. Everybody is singing his praises, and the guy's not even a doctor, calls himself a doctor, but, you know, ladies, I wouldn't go to that doctor. Because he's not a doctor. He has no medical degree, but he claims that he has. And he's the guy who said, oh, we're going to have 4% die-off. Oh, my God. And just sent everybody in a tizzy. Excuse me. Time for Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. I've got to be sipping on something here. Oh, my God, it's good. Okay, so anyway, World Health Organization, that's a big story we're going to talk about. New California, a lot of things going on there. We're going to be, hopefully, maybe even during the radio show, we'll have some information about what's going to be happening with some personalities that we are going to be planning for. I'll actually break out the calendar for everybody so everybody has it. I know that there's a lot of people who listen to the radio show from New California and also around the nation. I want to thank all the listeners, and I really want to thank again all of our citizen journalists who have gone out and done just such a fantastic job in the midst of this COVID-19 business out there. There's a lot of things going to happen now. We've got to rebuild the economy. I think that the futures are up, so we'll know by the end of the at 9:30 what's happening with the market. I understand, and I didn't get the whole briefing this morning because, you know, there actually are a lot of things going on in Studio 21. Yeah, what is going to happen? And then what's going to happen? I think we got Easter Sunday coming. How many people are going to be going to church, not going to church? You know, there's really a lot of good conversation going on about the Constitution and about our constitutional rights that are being trampled upon, literally, because of this health scare. And it's turning out to be more of a health scare than anything else. And unfortunately, what's happening is a lot of, not your at the federal level, but a lot of your state and local leaders are being caught up in being like little Adolf Hitlers, you know. We got to write you up and give you a ticket because you're out looking at the beaches in your car. Yeah, give you a ticket or arrest you. I mean, the fine could be $1,000 and, you know, 500 years in jail. They'll slam the door on you. I mean, it might as well be because, you know, a complete violation of your civil rights going on in some locales. And I wouldn't do that. Those of you that are out there that find yourself in positions of, I have authority over you because of health reasons, you might want to recheck it. Let some statistics in your own communities dictate a little. Read the data. Is it because you don't understand the data? Or is it because you are holier than thou, and because you have control, you can control the population like a dictator, right? You local people need to understand that, need to wake up. The violations are coming of the Constitution at the local level, and they're so plain. So people are going to have a dilemma this Sunday. Should I go or should I stay? Or should I separate? You know, one thing that happened last night, you know, we had our one of our Tuesday night territory meetings for New California. And this goes out to Calaveras County. People from Calaveras County were talking about social distancing, right? And, of course, that was a topic of conversation because, you know, we want to do the right thing, too. We're being very appropriate by saying that, you know, if you want to go out and associate right now, my position is, we know that there's a lot of troops moving around, and what they're going to be doing or what they're up to is something to be cautious of. So we're kind of downplaying putting people together in groups because, you know, sometimes the people that are out there, the battle plan for them is to find you in groups. And they're a little edgy, the other team, basically, because there's so many troops that are moving around the country right now, and they're dismounting equipment and, you know, off the trains, and it's like, wow. What is really, so those people that are engaged, if you will, on the other team, those people are the people that everybody needs to be concerned with. Now, when I say be concerned with them, well, they are the ones that you have brought you so much of the misery, basically. That's what they are. They brought you so much of the misery. So be concerned about who these people are. But here's the deal. If you're out in public and all of a sudden the military starts roaming around in your streets, they're going to be there for good reason, not to control you, but to maybe do something to affect somebody who might want to harm you. That's what they're there for. So they're all over the nation. Many people are finding this out. That's why he called up an extra million men in reserve last week. Remember that? That's what we're dealing with a week ago Friday. Oh, yeah, Saturday. Saturday. Oh, just today. All these ready reserves are up there. So now they're hitting the streets, literally. And so they're out there. So my point is this, is that social distancing is what we're about. We don't want to put ourselves in harm's way or anybody else. As long as this is going on, it has nothing to do with the virus. I'm not you know, I'm a biologist. I get how viruses go. Of course, we've called it exactly right now, haven't we? Right. All the way to the hydrocortical. I mean, my God. There is a cure for it, and we advised everybody a month ago. And look at it. Take zinc, by the way. That's the key thing. Anyway, but social distancing, this is hysterical. So everybody's talking about it. Everybody's doing the right thing. I mean, we are just a trained group of people. And some of the stores have 6-foot markers on the floor, you know, tapes, you know, all this stuff, so that we don't, you know, get too close. And yesterday I was going to the ATM to do some banking. The line out the bank was huge, wrapping around the bank. But nobody's at the ATM. So, okay, so I go to the ATM. So a girl comes walking by, and she's got like a scarf down on her neck. And she looks at me, and she's going to walk by me. And she stops about 6 feet, and she puts her little scarf on her nose and walks by me. Okay. So much for social distancing. But this is one of the phenomena. I think it's just absolutely hysterical that they pulled up at one of the major intersections there in one of the big cities there in Calaveras. And one of the people is sitting in the car going, you know, look at these cars, how they're stacked up. There's a four-way stop. And there's, you know, a lot of cars. Well, they noticed that the cars were social distancing. There seems to be 6 to 10 feet between each car at the intersection. I want you to think about that. At the intersection, you have social distancing going on in cars. Listen, our cars, we don't want our cars to get the COVID-19 virus. God forbid, it would probably clog up a carburetor or two. Or an injector, I'm sorry. Or maybe it would clog, here you go, respiratory problems for your car. You know, the air intake, man, you must go clean that thing out. Make sure you gussy up with your gloves and your mask and goggles. You don't want any of that COVID car virus going on there. So our cars, they could be sources of infection. I want you to remember that. And now you should be social distancing your car. Now listen, I'm being facetious. I'm just fooling around. We have to be light about this, but social distancing your cars so your cars won't get COVID-19 virus. I just thought I'd throw that one out to you. Interesting article that we have from another New Californian on Agenda 21 Radio News and also New California. I want you to think about this title because this is shocking, a little biblical, like a lot biblical. John Wadsworth, El Dorado County. Blood on the altar. Churches shut down, but babies still sacrificed as, quote, essential service. Yeah, we can go from car COVID to essential service, can't we? What is going on with all these people? That's kind of the big deal. What is truly going on? Don't you really want to know? Anyway, we got the music coming up. We're going to be back. Stay with us a little bit more here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be looking at what's going on with the markets right now. I think the markets are starting to awaken themselves, right? Awaken. Here we go. Oh, God. This guy. You know, the One World Order folks are just not going to give up. Of course not. Why would they? Why would they? They're just not going to give up. We've got Biden advisor, Obamacare architect, warns of 18-month national lockdown over coronavirus. This guy, I have no idea why they trot this guy out. And Ezekiel Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel. How does this happen? Rahm Emanuel's brother. Right. This guy is the Dr. Mengele of the Democratic Party. That's really what he is. He's Dr. Mengele. I mean, to watch his mannerism, everything about him is like shocking. Shocking. He's a shocker. Warns of an 18-month, are you ready for this, 18-month lockdown. See, what they want to do, of course, is destroy the United States, and this is the way to do it, right? Scare you half to death with a disease that's not a disease, which is what they've done. Right. There we go. This is Martha McCallum, right? I don't know. Dr. Siegel explained. No, we want this. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, an advisor to the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. So that's what you get with Joe Biden, right? That's what you get. I want you to think about that. That's what you get. Said this week that Americans could be dealing with strict social distancing measures to combat the coronavirus for 18 months and that the United States will not be able to return to normalcy until we find a vaccine or effective medications. This guy, listen, I am not a doctor. But you know what? This is totally irresponsible on his part to do this. He hasn't seen any of the trials, the tribulations, anything like that. He hasn't done any of that stuff. Emmanuel, one of the architects of Affordable Care Act, so that'll tell you everything, also known as Obamacare, is on the Biden campaign's Public Health Advisory Committee, which is set up to provide science-based expert advice regarding steps the campaign should take to minimize health risks. Says his comments are partially consistent with statements from the Trump administration's medical advisors. Oh, Dr. Fauci, right? Going to be talking about Dr. Fauci. But they seem to paint a more grim picture. He is the Grim Reaper. This guy loves abortions. Yeah, he's one of these people who wants to depopulate the planet. Seriously, that's Mr. Emmanuel. Remember Rahm Emanuel's brother? I call him Dr. Mengele for short. Says, realistically, this is his quote, COVID-19 will be here for the next 18 months or more. We will not be able to return to normalcy until we find a vaccine or effective medications, Emmanuel said Monday on MSNBC's Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell. All right, we'll see what he says here.
No one is immune to the COVID-19 virus. It threatens all of us. But while we are all experiencing the same pandemic, we are not experiencing it in the same way. The first dividing line is whether you or someone you love has gotten sick. Many Americans have not yet seen firsthand what devastation a positive test can inflict. Another dividing line is whether you have a job that lets you stay at home, working as you juggle childcare and video chats. 60 million Americans are still out there, not sheltering in place, and instead tirelessly working to keep everything going for the rest of us. You keep the electricity flowing and the internet running, food and groceries moving. You are putting your own health on the line to ensure the rest of us are living as normally as possible. And then there are the tens of millions of Americans who have lost jobs and businesses, or who fear that they're just about to. Your anxiety about the virus is coupled with worry over having a paycheck, covering the mortgage, keeping the lights on, and buying food. Realistically, COVID-19 will be here for the next 18 months or more. We will not be able to return to normalcy until we find a vaccine or effective medications.
Create the crisis, manage the crisis. Saul Alinsky. Right? Right, Obama? Right, Hillary? So that's what you're doing here. Of course, he was with her too. What's the difference, right? I think Biden is actually going to be the candidate. I'm thinking that more and more. I don't know why. And I'm not, into that sort of thing right now. I mean, we're doing the COVID virus business, and we got New California. We got all this other stuff happening out there. So I am relatively certain that you've got people that are really out there that really do want to make things happen in a negative way like this. They really want to create the fear, continue the fear, continue this whole hysteria about COVID virus. By the way, much of the stuff that they're preaching about here in terms of viruses and their behavior, listen, there are billions of viruses in the world. Trillions, if not more. Every little strand of DNA wrapped with a little bit of protein is a potential virus. It could be deadly for some people. In fact, they are. The influenza viruses are very deadly. We know they're seasonal. I mean, these are things that we have known for years, and some of them are just fundamental to viruses, and we've lived our lives for thousands of years on this planet without having to be terrified of them. And what are they trying to do here? Is take you into the details about why you should be terrified of every little virus up there. Don't touch me. I've got cooties. This is nothing more than the fear of cooties. Remember those things? Cooties. How about cooties in cars? There you go. Social distancing cars.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
So let's begin tonight with Senator Lindsey Graham, who is calling for repercussions over Beijing's lack of transparency. Senator Graham, always good to see you. Thank you for being here tonight. Let's start with Peter Navarro memo and your thoughts on. It went to the National Security Council. It was addressed to the president. The president says he didn't see it, but he also says that, you know, the one that came out at the end of January, that 2 days later, he called for closing off travel from China.
Well, somebody told him that you need to shut down travel from China and the United States, and he acted. So the system worked in that regard. Probably the single best decision the president made was stop travel from China into the United States. And in January, it probably saved us thousands of lives. And just remember, the memo says that a pandemic could cause 1.5 million, 1.2 million deaths. So have we acted decisively? Yeah. If we can hold the death rate below 50,000, God willing, every death is terrible, then I would say we've acted decisively. But can I mention the WHO? The president mentioned about withholding funds from the World Health Organization. I'm the chairman of the committee
that, for you?
That provides.
Yeah, Senator.
Yeah, please.
I'm sorry. We have a little delay, but I want to play that soundbite, and then that's exactly where I wanted to go next with you. So let's watch.
Yeah.
WHO, that's the World Health Organization, receives vast amounts of money from the United States, and they had a lot of information early, and they didn't want to. They seemed to be very China-centric. And we have to look into that. So we're going to look into it, and we're going to put a hold on money spent to the WHO. We're going to put a very powerful hold on it.
Senator Graham, your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to take the burden off the president. In the next appropriations bill, there's not going to be any money for the WHO. I'm in charge of the appropriations subcommittee. I'm not going to support funding the WHO under its current leadership. They've been deceptive. They've been slow. And they've been Chinese apologists. I don't think they're a good investment under the current leadership for the United States. And until they change their behavior and get new leadership, I think it's in America's best interest to withhold funding because they have failed miserably when it comes to the coronavirus and did the same thing in 2015.
Yeah, and it's a great point. When you look back on what they have said in terms of sticking up for China's take on all of this, initially they defended the idea that it was not being transmitted person to person.
Right.
And that is what every medical professional was looking to hear, because if that's the case, you've got the makings of a pandemic, because it's moving through the air from person to person. They said that wasn't the case. They also said that President Trump was wrong to cut off travel from China. I mean, at every juncture, they have defended China's handling of this, sir.
Well, not only did they praise President Xi, they criticized President Trump. They called his decision to stop travel from China and the United States, I think, basically irresponsible. Here's the point. Without China being irresponsible, lying to the world about the way the disease is transmitted, withholding information about the level of infection, silencing doctors, there would be no pandemic. China is a pandemic incubator. These wet markets create conditions for the virus to spread from the human food chain, from wild animals like bats and monkeys. No. Without China, there would be no coronavirus pandemic, and the WHO was slow to react and actually shielded China from legitimate criticism. No more money to the WHO until they get new people in charge who understand they're there to help the world fight disease, not apologize for China.
But what else changes? You know, I mean, in terms of our relationship with China,
everything.
There was an interesting piece today. In
everything.
Good. Okay, what do you mean? Define everything.
We're not number one, we're going to bring the medical supply chain back from China into the United States. We're in a terrible spot having to depend on China to make our antibiotics, the personal protective equipment. That supply chain needs to come back into the United States, or at least to people that are more reliable. The Chinese Communist government has withheld vital information about the coronavirus pandemic. They silenced people who were trying to warn the world about what happened. So our trading relation needs to change. I said last night, and I stand by it, the world should send a bill to China. Without Chinese misconduct here, there would be no pandemic. And they need to pay a price. We need to bring back the supply chain for medicine and protective equipment and start changing the way we trade until they shut these wet markets down. Shut the wet markets down.
I think a lot of people agree with you.
What is going on here is the president's saying he's shutting out the money. He's not going to give them the money. And he's come out and further kind of clarified that and basically said that we are going to do it in, you know, chop your money in half this year and so on. Now, Lindsey Graham's coming out, and he said he's going to lift the burden from the president. And they're just not going to appropriate the money in the Senate. And they have the authority. They're just not going to bring it up. So they're going to put these people out of business, which is absolutely what they need to do. You know, Tedros. You know, he's the guy who's the boss of it. He's not even a doctor. Yet he's the one who created this whole mess. But, and, of course, his apologist to China. We broke this out for you. The linkage from China to Ethiopia, where he's from, is enormous. That's that, you know, one belt, one trade thing going on. That's the old Silk Trail. You know, this goes way back, you know, to ancient China, a pathway basically between China and Europe and Africa. And they're part of that old trail. You believe it or not, the extension of everything from silk, basically, that's why they call it Silk Road, from China into Europe was legend. Absolutely legend. Now they're trying to resurrect it by actually building a road. from China into Europe. A big road, big highway, all the things that go along with it, trains, and just a conduit that would go from China into Europe and then also into Africa. Now, he is benefiting Tedros in Ethiopia big time from China. China has gone in there and built all kinds of roads. This is what China does. They go in and basically seize a country or a part of it and start to exploit it, and then pretty soon their money comes rolling into a country that's very poor, and pretty soon they're dominating the whole scene. They're taking it over financially. This is something that they've been doing with ports, with airports, all kinds of things all around the world. This is the Chinese way of taking over the world. So this is well-known, well-documented, and of course, you know, with Tedros, he's got right into it, and he is clearly dirty, and has been dirty. He's a communist, a known commie. He plays really well with the Chinese. So he's the apologist for China, and this is what they've been talking about. Now, we brought this to light a long time ago, and now we've got all these stories about it. And I'm really grateful that the president is doing this, and Lindsey Graham. I can't believe I'm saying that about Lindsey Graham. You know how I feel about Lindsey Graham. But he's doing the right thing. He's just eliminating the whole money to them. Until they clean up their act, we're talking about China now. And the World Health Organization, who started this whole pandemic problem. So the pandemic problem was started by a guy who's a total communist out of Ethiopia. And then he got support and backing from who? Well, Dr. Fauci. Right. And someone else. And, you know, it's amazing. These are the advisors to the president. This is where all this manifested from. Leading the president in the wrong direction. Not a good idea.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
I might have a bit of a boom for you today. Something I found while continuing my research into the people on the coronavirus task force. If you recall in my last video, I hope you saw it. It was all about Deborah Birx and her connection to this organization called PEPFAR. Deborah Birx was the overseer of PEPFAR, and she was the U.S. Global Ambassador on AIDS HIV, if you can believe that exists. It does. She was part of CDC, and now she's part of this. She, Anthony Fauci, and Mike Pence were all part of PEPFAR. They may still be. I'm not 100% sure. But I was talking about how it was a circle of fraud between the U.S. State Department, PEPFAR, this thing called the Global Fund, and the UN, the United Nations. If you want more information on all of that, Corey Lynn over at Corey's Digs, who is just a fantastic researcher, she's writing a book about all of it right now, it turns out. And she's got chapters 1, 2, and 3 up online on her website.
Okay, this is what we reported. What was the day that we reported this? With, look at my thing here. Oh, March 22nd. We published this March 22nd, and I think she came out with it that same. In fact, it was. She came out with this that day. This particular one that day. So this is how long this, and I put down the title of our article that we wrote said, "Will VP Pence resign? There are many questions he must ask himself in light of recent evidence linking him to Ukraine and the coronavirus hoax." And there's a link to the coronavirus hoax and Ukraine. Shocking, shocking that would go on. And I said in the article, I wrote, the top two questions Vice President Pence might be asking himself at this time are, one, should I resign now, making Nancy Pelosi vice president? Or two, should I continue to pester President Trump to be the U.S. representative to the United Nations? Wonder why that would be problematic. Well, in light of what we are seeing here, I'm going to go back to Amazing Polly now. But in light of that, it's kind of like, wow. And so I go on to say, the virus task force boss, Birx, Ukrainian connections. Shocking. Are there Ukrainian connections here? And there are. And this whole thing, Corey's Digs, we reprinted her article, and it's on Agenda 21 Radio, so you can go to check this out. Corey Digs is absolutely fantastic. We've got some really just fantastic citizen journalists coming on board here, guys. That's the one thing that we're starting to see here. And again, a shout out to the citizen journalists. You guys have been fantastic during this whole. You are carrying the weight. And I want to talk about the press conference of Donald Trump's. What's happening with that? How he is transitioning and recreating a new press. We'll be back.
So she says it looks like maybe a $90 billion taxpayer dollar global slush fund, all in the name of curing AIDS and treating AIDS worldwide.
Now, we have learned since she came out with this, it's not 90, but it's more like $150 billion that the United States is giving.
Well, what do you think slush funds are for? That's my boom today. That's my boom today. We might have found one of the ways that these funds that are supposed to go to AIDS, HIV, actually go to other things, mostly just total corruption.
Kind of like California. What? Well, not even kind of. It's like California.
and trying to hide and entrench the corruption. Look what I found. A letter dated January 16, 2019. It's a memo for Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch in the Ukraine from...
Remember her, Marie Yovanovitch? She's the cleanup woman. Aided by, are you ready for this? The California Military Reserve, known as CalGuard these days. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, under the control at that point in time, was that, Gavin Newsom. And of course, who was CalGuard under the control for the years before that? Jerry Brown. You know, CalGuard where? CalGuard in the Ukraine. Why would CalGuard be in the Ukraine? That's a really good question. Why would a state militia, basically, be in the Ukraine, operating in the Ukraine? And Yovanovitch is involved. What could possibly go wrong? Wait, I know that you guys that are military guys are going, ding, what is wrong with the picture? A governor is ordering troops into the Ukraine, in a foreign country? You can't make it up. You can't make it up. Isn't that unconstitutional or something like that? Don't we have to follow a constitution? I don't know.
Ambassador Deborah L. Birx, M.D.
So now you got Yovanovitch and Birx being connected here, right? Ambassador of the Ukraine at the time. Ah.
Subject, fiscal year 2019 PEPFAR, planned allocations and strategic direction.
Money, money, money.
Boom. Deborah Birx gave Marie Yovanovitch, well, a lot of money. A lot of money in 2019.
Shocking. Shocking.
Just when what was starting? Just when impeachment was probably getting to be on the table. They could see it coming in the future. So let's read a little bit more about this. You can see it says the U.S. government through PEPFAR is proud to partner with the people and government of Ukraine to accelerate progress towards achieving HIV/AIDS epidemic control.
So the Ukraine has just an epidemic going on. You know, the way I read it, this whole thing with AIDS, it's a pandemic. We should all be afraid.
The bilateral investment of $200 million from fiscal year 2007 to 2018, blah, 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 stuff about AIDS treatment in Ukraine. So do the math. Between fiscal year 2007 and 2018, they got $200 million. That's an average of $18 million per year. What happened, though, in January 2019?
Well, something big happened in January 2019. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-260-7000.
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Budget. It went up. It went up to $30 million for that year. Total planning level for Ukraine for the 2019 Country Operational Plan, COP 2019, is $30 million. It's a 66% increase to Marie Yovanovitch in the Ukraine in the year of impeachment. Marie Yovanovitch was one of the star witnesses at the impeachment trial. Trump had let her go in May 2019, and she made a big deal of that, like it was retribution for something. Well, maybe it was. Maybe he saw the 66% increase in money going from PEPFAR to Ukraine. And maybe he already knew that this was a giant global slush fund. And he didn't know what that was going to be all about. He didn't like it. So maybe they started looking at Marie Yovanovitch at that time. In either case, by July, the July phone call that Trump made to Zelensky, the Ukrainian prime minister, he described Yovanovitch as being bad news. So he already knew. And that's 7 months after Deborah Birx, the current front person of the coronavirus task force, gave the Ukraine a 66% increase in their budget to fight HIV/AIDS.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom. Deborah Birx. So Fauci, Birx, Tedros. Yep, the ones that have created this hysteria. Yeah, they created it. They advised the president. They advised the world. Even Mr. Emanuel, Ezekiel, Mr. Mengele, for short. Who wants to continue this whole thing, right? The hysteria. We created the crisis. Gosh, let's keep it going. Let's feed it. Let me come out there. I'm Dr. Ezekiel. Better known as Mengele to most people. We'll just go ahead and perpetuate the lie. Well, Donald Trump's not having it. These are Lindsey Graham. It's a wonderful thing we're seeing anyway. We got to run for time. I want to thank everybody for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned. We got more coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the Future, NCS 51. That'll get you there. We are just absolutely knocking it out of the park with New California. Check it out. State of the Future. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.